Coming here to Wavy and Walker's cabin to meet their newborn twins was the right thing to do. I've known Walker a long-ass time, and we've been through some hell together. So seeing him here, now, with his wife and kids, makes the shitty parts of our story a little easier to swallow. And if he can forgive me, I figure anything is possible. Doesn't seem like Gemma, Wavy's sister, shares the sentiment. And I get it. I do. When we all met, down in L.A., Gemma was an escort, and I know being around me, the bodyguard to her boss, Maker, only reminds her of the past, one she'd rather leave buried. Wouldn't we all?
How's the fishing going these days?
Wavy asks me, trying to distract us all from the fact her husband is stitching up Jameson's back. Jameson and Gemma just showed up after dodging the goddamn mountain militia. We all came to Alaska for peace and quiet, but it seems with these folks, it's anything but.
Ever get lonely?
Wavy asks. I'm guessing she's wanting to know if I'm seeing someone. I run a hand over my beard, cocking an eyebrow. Well, it's quiet on the water, but it's just as quiet when I'm on land. Jameson takes another shot of whiskey as Walker pulls the final stitch through and cuts it off. I wince, knowing that with a bullet wound like that, he's lucky to be alive. Wasn't so bad, was it? Walker jokes, wiping his forehead with his wrist. Jameson touches the skin around his handiwork.
Look at that, he says. You're a motherfucking artist.
Walker takes one of the babies from Wavy's arm and sways soothingly. I shake my head, never having thought I'd see something like this. A year ago, we were all on the run for different reasons, and somehow we managed to make it up to Alaska in one piece. At least, most of us. There is one woman I haven't seen in a long-ass time. The only woman who really mattered to me. I would do anything to see her again. Gemma and Wavy begin cleaning up the medical supplies, and they hiss at one another the way only sisters can, discussing something I can't hear as they walk to the kitchen.
What now?
Wavy asks her as they walk back into the living room. I strain my ears to hear Gemma's response.
I'd love to stay and help with the babies, Gemma says, but I'm going to leave as soon as I can.
Interesting. Figured her and Jameson were together. The way he keeps looking at her makes me think there is something going on. But Gemma just fiddles with her niece's blankets, not meeting anyone's eyes.
I'm going to find Bellamy.
Bellamy? Jameson asks. Who is she?
Well, she was Marta, but she changed her name when she left California.
Marta? Bellamy? Fuck. Names that bring me back to life, back to the past. That makes sense, I say, running a hand over my beard.
What does?
Gemma asks. I clench my jaw, the past surfacing. I've known her, Bellamy, for so damn long. That she would change her name back to what it used to be?
She used to be Bellamy?
I nod, but don't say any more about it. She wanted to erase her past when Maker met her, brought her in as an escort. Whoever and whatever she'd been before, she wanted to leave it behind. So why go back to the person she wanted to bury? So who is she? Jameson asks again. One of the yacht girls, from when I worked with Maker. I tell him simply. With a grunt, I run a hand over my beard, trying to focus.